Thank you, Comrade Chair, for the privilege and the opportunity to set this motion before conference. Brothers and sisters, we as a party have always championed and fought to protect the civil liberties and the welfare of working class people in this country. Indeed, in the Principles of Loyalism document, the late Billy Mitchell underlines the importance of civil and religious liberty and of economic prosperity for the success of the progressive unionist project and for the betterment of our country. Over recent years, our commitment to these principles have been sorely tested in the face of provocation by our political opponents, vilification in the press, and the manipulations of our so-called political leaders. Nevertheless, we've retained and strengthened our commitment to these values. We've made the difficult decisions, we've demonstrated leadership, and we have consistently put the needs of our country and of our communities before those of our party. By voting in favour of this motion today, by committing our party to oppose the Trade Union Bill, we'll continue in this tradition and once again affirm our commitment to progressive unionist politics. Now, the details of the Trade Union Bill, which this motion opposes, and which is currently passing through the House of Commons, has been described as not fit for purpose by the Independent Regulatory Policy Committee, as a travesty and an intrusion into the democracy of the workplace by Labour MP Dennis Skinner. And the Guardian newspaper has argued that the Trade Union Bill will undermine our fundamental human right to protest, that demonstrations are to be severely circumscribed and discouraged in a way that we would not expect to see in a modern democracy such as the UK. Specifically, the bill proposes several major changes to UK employment law which are particularly odious and which I want to focus on here. First, strike action would be considered unlawful unless 50% of union members in dispute vote in a ballot. In the public sector, strike action will require a further 40% vote in favour or else will be considered unlawful. It further proposes that picketing deemed unlawful or intimidatory, should become a criminal rather than a civil offence. A named official will be required to make himself or herself available to the police at all times in order to supervise the picket. And thirdly, it will allow employers to hire agency workers to replace strikers during the dispute, thereby de-incentivising management to engage meaningfully with their workforce in order to secure an agreed settlement. So you might ask what these proposals mean in practice. Well, first, by declaring the strike unlawful and by calling for criminal proceedings against striking workers, as this bill makes it much easier to do, you will require greater police presence to police it. Now, we must ask, in a world where there's a greater risk of terrorism, of violent extremism, where criminal gangs, human traffickers and drug cartels are able to continue running our streets, if police time would not be better spent tackling these evils than on persecuting peaceful pickets. The bill becomes even more ridiculous when you consider that under existing trade union legislation, only 6 people are allowed to picket outside their place of work at any one time. And the idea of police outnumbering pickets is more Monty Python than a serious piece of legislation. We could also add that if you suppress a people's legitimate right to peaceful protest, you inevitably increase the likelihood that they will adopt other, perhaps less savoury forms of protest. Furthermore, in the context of austerity Britain, where our society, our communities are facing unprecedented cuts to jobs, to public services, this bill reduces the capacity of trade unions to defend their members' interests, whether that be in issues relating to pay, redundancy terms, conditions in the workplace, pensions, or cases of unfair treatment by management. By allowing employers to hire agency staff to fill in for striking workers, A deal incentivizes employers to negotiate meaningfully with their workforce. By potentially criminalizing picketing, it will limit the capacity of public servants to oppose cuts to vital services such as healthcare, education, social housing, and to the emergency services. As such, this bill will disrupt industrial relations between worker and employer, leaving unscrupulous employers with much more freedom to mistreat their workforce and limiting workers' options for seeking redress or for the improvement of their working lives. Now, as you may know, employment law is a devolved matter in Northern Ireland, so it won't automatically be applied here if it succeeds in Westminster. In fact, the Alliance MLA and Minister for the Department of Employment and Learning, Dr. Stephen Farr, has publicly stated that he, quote, has no plans to initiate similar reforms in Northern Ireland, which may seem to suggest that we've no need to worry. But I would argue that having no plans to implement the bill is a far cry from unequivocal opposition to it. Indeed, DUP MLA Peter Weir has stated in an article run by the Newsletter that the trade union bill should not be dismissed as unsuitable for Northern Ireland and that the bill requires further consideration as it could reassure potential investors. So once again, the DUP signals its willingness to trample on workers' rights in order to placate investors. And we might wonder what unscrupulous investors the DUP hope to attract. Perhaps they'll be asking Vladimir Putin or somebody like that to invest here. Brothers and sisters, by opposing this bill, by voting for this motion, it's an opportunity for the DUP to exercise real leadership, to get a jump on an issue before the damage is done. There are currently around 241,000 citizens of Northern Ireland who are members of a trade union. Collectively, trade unions form the single biggest civic organisation in our country and form the first line of defence against employer and government attack on pay, working conditions, pensions, redundancy payments and so on. By voting today to oppose the bill, we're signalling our commitment to the protection of their rights and are opening up avenues of cooperation and mutual support between our party and with the trade union movement in the future. Brothers and sisters, the implementation of this bill represents a malicious and a politically driven attack on civil liberties, and in particular to the right to peaceful protest and association. The same rights which our party have fought so hard to protect and defend locally, particularly over the past few years. By voting for this motion, by opposing this bill, we underline our commitment to the protection of civil and religious liberty as enshrined in the Ulster Solemn League and Covenant and in the Principles of Loyalism document. We're affirming our identity as a party of and for the working class people of this country, and we're paving the way for a more comprehensive trade union policy. And we are also extending our hand of friendship and solidarity to the 241,000 citizens who are members of trade unions in Northern Ireland. Comrades, brothers and sisters, commend to you this motion. Thank you.
Good morning, conference. I take great pleasure in seconding the opposal of the trade union bill. Can you
hear me from the back?
No.
Yep. You can. I'll shout. This bill will severely restrict working people's ability to defend their jobs and pay and to campaign for a fair society. Some of the things they're saying is, if you go on a picket line, you'll be threatened with an OSBO. I'd be probably getting 52 OSBOs a year. Agency staff would be brought in to cover long-term skilled workers. What I'm going to give you now is a few examples of what people have said about if this bill is implemented. These unfair changes will make it much harder for nurses, teaching assistants, midwives and other workers to ever strike for a pay raise or challenge the behaviour of bad employers. Strikes are rare, and the decision to lose a day's pay is never an easy one, especially for public sector workers who have suffered many years of pay restraint. It is a flagrant attack on basic principle, a basic principle that allows those who have explored every other avenue to withdraw their labour when and only when absolutely necessary. Workers do not take strike action at the drop of a hat. It is often a painful decision, but if strike action is effectively to be taken away, ultimately it's not just National Health Service staff, but National Health Service patients who will suffer. The trade union bill currently before Parliament is unfair, unnecessary and undemocratic. MPs need to focus on the real problems that we all face. I urge conference to oppose this attack on the rights of the working people. I move.